This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Are your New Year's resolutions wearing thin? Are you already looking for ways to put off losing weight, stopping smoking, saving more? There's a new lifestyle magazine that has hundreds of tips and information to help you stay on track. It's called VivMag, and you won't find it on your newsstand. VivMag is a cutting-edge online publication, and we spoke with Editor-in-Chief Ann Russell to learn more. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really pleased to have on the line with me somebody that you're all going to want to hear from. Her name is Ann Russell, and she's the editor-in-chief of a really wonderful new magazine called VivMag. It's an online magazine. We're going to learn a little bit more about what that means and some of the great opportunities that you can learn about by subscribing to the magazine. Ann, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
You know, it's really a pleasure. First of all, you're in my old hometown right now, enjoying some lovely weather. So, yay! Say hi to the Pacific Ocean for me on that. One of the things I miss most, as everybody here knows, is I miss my ocean. But in any event, tell us a little bit about VivMag. What's the mission of it, and sort of what you guys are aiming for with it?
It's VivMag is a lifestyle magazine for women 35 and up, and we cover what we call the seven pillars of a woman's life. Our emphasis is on balance, so wellness, nutrition, fitness, beauty, fashion, and psychology, which includes, you know, sort of enlightenment, you know, the mind-body aspect and the spiritual aspect of a person's life.
That sounds great. And of course, what's so unique about it is that it's an online magazine. You can really only get it by subscribing and having it come to your computer. Is that right?
That's right. We started out as an online magazine. We designed it from the ground up to be seen by readers on a desktop computer and now on the iPad. So we're different from other magazines that are transitioning into this medium. This is where we started. And so it's a very rich experience in terms of the interactivity. There's a lot of video. There's a lot of animation. It's a really fun reading experience. And it's a reading experience that the reader really controls for herself, because there are multiple layers of the magazine. You know, you can sort of go as deep into it as you want or just sort of read on the surface. So each reader will have her own unique experience.
Well, I think it's particularly interesting that your target audience is a little bit older than I might have thought. It's 35 and up, which, you know, gets into sort of that middle-aged bracket that I fall into of women who didn't grow up with computers and the internet, and yet we find ourselves kind of on it a lot. And so I think even though some of us gripe about not wanting to be online too much, I know I myself, I'm online a lot, and while I like to have a magazine I can, you know, sit with over a cup of coffee. But of course, I'm also at my desk a lot, and so it's really fun to have maybe an opportunity to try out both things. And I love hearing that it's targeted more for that more mature professional woman, or non-professional stay-at-home mom, whatever, someone who's, you know, more mature and not necessarily in it for the games and the tchotchkes, I guess is what you can call it.
We really felt like that was an underserved market because, you know, so many of the newsstand magazines are aimed at very young women who are just graduating from college or in their early 20s. And there's a really major mindset shift that occurs as you get a little bit older. I mean, I don't like to say middle-aged because that sounds awful, but
mature,
adult women who are really, you know, who are still evolving and growing and engaged in life. And we really think, you know, that they deserve and need a magazine that, you know, is as intelligent as the point that they've gotten to in their life. You know, I mean, I think they're more, you know, they're maybe a little bit more thoughtful, have a little bit wider perspective on life. And that's really where the magazine is coming from. I mean, for example, the story that we have, this issue on keeping your resolutions, it looks at the deeper underlying psychological reasons why we have trouble keeping resolutions. You know, not the superficial resolution, you know, breakers like, oh, I went out with my friends and I had to have a cigarette.
Right.
Really, that's not really why we fail at our resolutions. We fail at our resolutions because we don't have our mind right. You know, we're coming at it without the right intention. And so, you know, this story looks at, you know, four of the saboteurs that undermine our resolutions. I mean, the resolution itself, you know, oh, I want to lose weight, that's actually fairly superficial compared to the deeper problem of, yeah, but I don't really want to change. And that's kind of what we look at there. And that's sort of generally epitomizes our approach, you know, that we try to give people a little bit more insight and a little bit more depth and understanding of their own psychology, because we feel like our audience is receptive to that.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Ann Russell. She's the editor-in-chief of VivMag, which is a fabulous publication that's an online. You can get it by subscription. Their website is vivmag.com, and you can look at a sample of it, and you could subscribe to it, and it's a lifestyle magazine that you can only get it on the internet. So it's really cool. But I know, Ann, one of the things that we were talking about earlier is that the format itself really is geared specifically to be online, and that now with the new kinds of iPads and other kinds of things, that it makes it even more portable than some of us might have thought.
Absolutely. I mean, we're really excited about the sudden rush of tablets onto the market. I mean, the iPad, you know, Apple came out a year, really almost a full year ahead of everybody else.
Right.
But at the Consumer Electronics Show that just finished in Las Vegas, there were, I think, literally hundreds of tablets shown. I mean, I think Samsung Galaxy is probably one of the best known at this point. And that because of the competition, it's driving the prices down. So at this point, you know, I think it's within pretty much everybody's reach, because the prices have fallen into the same range as a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, and some of these function as phones. And so you're really, you know, you have a choice, you know, do I want basically a giant phone or a tiny computer?
Yeah. Look
at it, you know, and it gives you the opportunity to read, and we think that's probably what our market's going to do with it, or play games or watch video, no matter where you are. And I think that's going to be a huge boost to all of the digital magazines, because it makes them accessible everywhere. You no longer have to be, like, literally sitting at your desk.
Yeah, because I know one of the things I love to do is, you know, stretch out in this one comfy chair in my living room and read. And, of course, I can take my laptop in there, but it's not quite as comfortable as, you know, a book or a magazine, and you can curl up with a blanket and, you know, a cup of coffee or whatever. So these smaller devices, I guess, really do make it a little more conducive to being able to do that, or take it in your purse. If you go to the doctor's office and there's nothing to read there, you can pull out your iPad or your Galaxy or whatever and read. So, you know, as you say, there's often not good reading in those places for, you know, if it's the dentist's office, they usually have golfing magazines at my dentist. So, you know, I'm sort of stuck on my little iPhone trying to figure, you know, do my email or kill time. So this gives me an opportunity to actually read something that might feed my mind a little bit while I'm waiting.
Yeah, and there is actually a VivMag app in the iTunes or in the App Store on Apple. So, and if you buy it, your issues through that app, they're all on your desktop, on your iPad. So not only do you have a current issue with you, but you have the back issues with you. So, you know, no matter how long the dentist or doctor keeps you waiting, you're going to have something to read, and you're going to have something that you can enjoy, because it's as I said, it's quite engaging. I mean, you really interact with the magazine, because you can take quizzes, you can change around jewelry or accessories on the models in some cases. And there's a lot of sort of fun stuff to do that really, really worth spending the time on.
Well, accessorizing definitely got my attention, because I'm all about accessorizing. So that sounds like kind of a new fun game for me to play. So I'm gonna have to look into that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how's the competition? I mean, you guys really have sort of, I think, are at the forefront of this. But what does this say about the sort of the future of publishing and magazines in particular?
Well, certainly there's a lot of activity. I mean, it hasn't really shaken out yet, but there are a number of different consortiums of publishers who are trying to put together a digital publishing newsstand. I mean, this is definitely something that's just in its early phases. It's not, in my mind, really clear exactly how it's going to shake out and how many people are going to convert from print to digital, or whether digital is going to just be, for a lot of magazines, an adjunct to their print product, or there's going to be magazines, like more magazines like Viv, that are just purely digital. I mean, I'm sort of betting on the purely digital scenario.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fat lady definitely hasn't sung on this one.
And it's going to continue to evolve and change probably beyond our wildest expectations. You know, there's probably some, hip young woman graduating from Harvard this year that's trying to figure out the next big thing on this. So, but I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, this really is brave new territory here that you guys have sort of, launched yourselves into.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. I mean, even the, even the design standards and so on aren't really set yet, and that's something, of course, the reader doesn't see or experience, but on the back end where we create it, it's a constantly changing landscape. Definitely makes it challenging. I mean, it's a real creative challenge to just make things, to imagine things and then make them work.
Absolutely. I've been speaking with Anne Russell. She's editor-in-chief of VivMag, which is an online lifestyle magazine. And Anne, before we go, tell everybody how they can what they need to do to subscribe.
Well, the best thing to do is just to go to the website, the vivmag.com address, and take a look at the magazine there. And then there are links to subscribe through the website.
Wonderful. And check it out, everybody. It's really a lot of fun. I think you're going to love it. And you do have to subscribe. But hey, all good things have a little bit of a price tag attached to them. And this is something I think that's going to be out there for a long time. You want to be on the cutting edge. So, Anne, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about the publication and what it's all about. And good luck. I'm rooting for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 1045, The Zone.